A little bit quickly, and hopefully we'll be able to move. We're talking tonight about the Bidekuna. So the first one that we're going to speak about is the Nichnasayim, the pants. We know that there are 8 Bigdei Kahuna for the Kohen Gadol, and there are 4 Bigdei Kahuna for the Kohen Hedyo. The Bidekuna, the Beged that we're talking about tonight, is the Nichnasayim. The Nichnasayim is worn, the pants. It's worn both by the Kohen Hedyo as well as by the Kohen. As well as by the Kohen Gadol. Let me just first, the way we're going to try to do this shiurim in general, the first section of the shiur, tonight's actually going to be very brief about that, is going to be a description of what it actually looked like, the form of it. And then the second thing we're going to move is to try to appreciate a little bit some insight, some lamdas into what exactly is unique about this particular baguette. So let me just describe it as follows. It's a Gemara in Meseches Nida and after Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi explains it there, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Ches. HaMichnasayim, says the Rambam, we'll read it from there. Bein Shel Kohen Gadol, Bein Shel Kohen Hedyo, Hina Agri Chayim, Shulamala Min HaTibor, Karov Min HaLev, Atzof HaYerech Shu HaRakova. I'll show you the picture right now. It's not pants the way we really think of pants. It really is much more comparable to shorts, if you look at the picture here. When you're going to be wearing it, they come up a little bit high around like the stomach area, and they go to around the knee area. It's explicit in Chumash that it goes ad yirechayim yihiyu. So it goes a little bit more towards like the knee area. The way it's built, the Rambam quotes, and this is really already in the Gemara in Meseches Nida, it happens to be very loose around like the... Sorry for the crass term, around like the genitals area. The Gemara says, "Ve'ein lehem lo beis hanekev ve'lo beis ha'erva." It's pretty like open. I'm trying to give it in Rashi already, but it's pretty clear in the Gemara that was done in order to ensure that if it was tighter, there was a chashash, it would cause a certain kind of like. Inappropriate thoughts for the Kohen. It could be somewhat, it could potential to arouse him a little bit, and therefore it was looser around that area. Along those lines, this is maybe why we were dafka, very makbet on it. The Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Peches tells us that the Bigdei Kahuna also are mechaper, the same way that karbanos are mechaper. How are karbanos? We know karbanos offer us certain kind of forgiveness or atonement, and so do the Bigdei Kahuna. The Gemara there writes that each of the begadim is mechaper for something else. And the Gemara says that mechnasayim mechaperes al gilui arayos. The mechnasayim are there to be mechaper on gilui arayos. We'll try to add some insight into this Gemara in a little bit. But that's probably one of the reasons why I would think dafka with the mechnasayim, we find this kind of an idea of a sensitivity, not to have a base erva, not to have pants be a little bit tighter in that area, so it would be a little bit looser, and therefore they would the Kohen would not be as aroused. What we're going to try to focus on now, that's in very brief, less complex, when you speak about the Chosh and the Ephod, we'll have a lot more time trying to define exactly what it looks like. But let's talk a little bit about the Mechnasayim, and our starting point is really an Al-HaTorah discussion. It's really an Al-HaTorah discussion. If you look in Shmos Chaf Ches Dalet, you find something fascinating. The pasuk there in Parsh Tzava is listing the begadim. We know there are 8 begadim. Ve'ela begadim asher yaasu choshen ve'efod umi'il uksones tashbeit mitznefes ve'avneit v'yasu bedei kodesh la'aron achicha ulevanav l'chahanoli. The pasuk lists all of the begadim. The problem is, as the mefarshim point out there, the pasuk only lists 6 of the 8 bigdei kahuna. It leaves off the tzitz. The tzitz we'll speak about in a future week. That was what the Kohen would wear around his forehead, said in the Kodesh Lashem. And the pasuk also leaves out Michnasayim. The pasuk, when it lists the Bigdei Kahuna, doesn't mention anything about Michnasayim. And the question is that significant? Why wouldn't the pasuk list Michnasayim? Why it doesn't leave it list tzitz? We'll see, may have a different reason that we'll speak about in a future week. But why isn't it listing Michnasayim? And that's a discussion, and I think in general, it helps us raise a question. To what extent are Michnasayim regular Bigdei Kahuna? Or is it possible, and we'll ask a different question with the tzitz, is it possible that the Michnasayim are somewhat on a lower level as far as their status? Maybe Michnasayim are not of the same darga, not of the same status as the regular Big Day Kahuna. And I think you find different approaches and different Rishonim. As an example, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar writes, and it fits with what happens in the end of Parashat Tzava, that the Big Day Kahuna were, the Pasuk is only listing those Big Day Kahuna that Moshe dressed Aharon in. The Torah tells us later on in Parashat Tzava that when the Kohen Gadol started wearing, when Aharon started wearing Big Kahuna, so Moshe got him dressed. And says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, well, that's what the Pasuk is really talking about, the Big Day that Moshe used to get Aharon dressed. But it wouldn't have been appropriate for reasons of modesty for Moshe to have put on Aaron's pants, and therefore Aaron put them on himself, and therefore it's missing from the Pasuk. If you're Rabbeinu Bechai, the absence of Michnasayim is not for a fundamental reason. It's not lower, lichora, than any of the other Big Day Kahuna. It happens to be absent from the Pasuk because, technically, Moshe was not going to get Aaron dressed with this. But it's for tznius reasons. Obviously, it's important, but it's on a lower level than anything else. When you look in some of the other Rishonim, though, you do get certain indications that it's not really true. But in fact, the Michnasayim are on a lower level. The Orach Chaim even says that b'mefurash, in his Peirush Al Torah, it's in source number 11. He asks the Kasha, Kasha lama lo mana kasav ela shisha begadim v'hishmit tzitz hakodes u'michnasayim. So he writes that maybe there are hints in the Pasuk. Hints to the Michnasayim and hints to the Tzitz. But he says, but I don't really get it still. Why do we have to have hints in the Pasuk to the Michnasayim and hints to the Tzitz? Why not say it explicitly? So he says, and one of these is going to be important for Tzitz, but also Michnasayim. Maybe these big dekun of Tzitz and Michnasayim are not in the same madrega. Hatzitz l'tzad ma'alaso. The tzitz is more kadosh. It's more elevated, and therefore it's not part of the list. V'amichnasayim l'tzad heyosam b'hadraga p'chusam yigimol big day kohen hedyo. That's why michnasayim is missing. It's on a lower level. That's why it's weighted. Sort of afterward, we're told about the michnasayim. It's on a lower madrega. Other Rishonim also work with that general mahalach, though they say it in different ways. Ibn Ezra says, you know why the Torah tells Michnasayim? Because, as Ibn Ezra, ki mina kol adam libos Michnasayim. Everyone wears Michnasayim. Kilu, there isn't that much a chiddush in the Michnasayim. One way at least of interpreting that is because Michnasayim of the Kohen, it's not a unique kind of Michnasayim. It's similar to what most people wear, and therefore the Torah doesn't teach it. That's at least one way of reading it. In the Rashbam, it's more mefurish. The Rashbam writes, I think there's a typo on the sheet, so I'll just read it from the Rashbam inside. In Chaf Ches Dalet, the Rashbam says, he writes, "Lefi apshat michnasayim lo hutzruch lahaskir she'eno maskir el begadim hanirim ha'asuyin lechavod." Says the Rashbam, an amazing chiddush, and we know in light of what we saw last week how important of a chiddush this is. When the Torah teaches about the uniqueness of Big Day Kahuna, and we spoke last week about what Big Day Kahuna do and why they're significant, the Torah said Big Day Kahuna are made l'chavor v'lisif ares, as an honor, as a sign of respect for the Kohen, and how that as a result elevates the Kohen. Says the Rashbam, Michnasayim are left off because they aren't made for the covet of the Kohen. Why aren't they made for the covet of the Kohen? Because what gave the Big Day Kahuna a certain kind of impact was the way that they could be seen by others. The Big Day Kahuna were perceived, and therefore, especially if you buy into the Mahalach, that the purpose of the Chavos Farah is so that other people will now relate to the Kohen differently, his pants aren't going to be seen. And therefore, they are made the Chavos Farah, and therefore, the Chassayim are really on a bit of a lower Madrega. So we find, based on the conversation, the Farshim al Torah are really just two Mahalchim as far as how the Michnasayim, how you categorize them. Mahalch number one, the Chassayim are like all Big Day Kahuna. Why let that in the Pasuk? It's not that significant, because the Pasuk only mentions Rabbeinu Bechai that those things which Aaron was dressed by Moshe, and this wasn't the case here for tznius reasons. But if I'm the Orach Chaim, it's Mefurash, and the Rashbam, it's Mefurash exactly why the Michnasayim are somewhat on a lower level. Why are they there if not the L'chavos Sefaras? So over the pshat is not even svaras. It's all about lechaper al arayos. It's all about a certain kind of tznius. It's appropriate to wear undergarments, and that's really what's going on here. It serves a different geder that also again gives us that insight into that gemara mesachas vachem as to why it's mechaper al gilei arayos. That's what it's there for. It's there for tznius. It's there as a certain sort of. It's not the lechaper svaras like some of the other things. We find, I just want to reference one discussion as to where this comes up. There are a couple of different contexts. Two discussions as to where it comes up. The uniqueness of the Michnasayim, at least... I think we're okay. Two discussions about the Michnasayim. One is a Gemara in Maseches Vachim on Daf Yitzayin, a very important question of Tosfos. The second one is a sugya Maseches Yuma and Daf Chav Hei. So there are two places where this trial comes up, the uniqueness of the Michnasayim. The Gemara in Zvach Mandaf Yitzayin, we quoted last week, Bizman Shebegdeyim Aleihem, that Kohanim have to perform Avoda while they are wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. That is a limud in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Zvachim. The Gemara tells us, Mechusar Begadim. If you're not wearing Begadim, you can't perform Avoda. And the Gemara says, Minolan. So we quote a Pasuk. The Pasuk is a Pasuk in Parshas Tzav in the context of the Avnate. And we learn, Bidmats Begdeim Aleim Kudasim Aleim. The Gemara Sanhedrin learns from here that if you are not wearing Begadim, not only are you like a czar in that the Avoda is not a kosher Avoda, but the Gemara learns from there that you're also chayav misa for performing avoda while not wearing begadim. It's not a good avoda, and the Gemara learns that also this Tosfos points out mehachi alfina misa beperakan esrafin de ka'amar ein begdem leim havel huzar. That's our Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. We learn a limud from a pasuk about the avnate. If you're not wearing begadim, it's not good avoda. And if you're not wearing begadim, it's not considered to be. You are like a czar, and you're therefore chayiv misa. Tosfos quotes a kasha. To Tosfos in Zvachim and Daf Yitzayin. You look in Tosfos in Yuma and Daf Hey as well. Quotes a kasha from the Ri Mi Orleans, who asked the question: why do we have this limud that not wearing begadim, you're chayiv misa? We're learning it from this particular context in the avnate bizman shebegdeyim aleihem. It's also a mefurish pasuk by the Michnasayim. The pasuk tells us by the Michnasayim, points out the Ri Mi Orleans. The Hikshar of Yaakov and Ri Mi Orleans, it's in source number 13 on the sheet. V'misa k'siva behedya b'parash v'yata t'tzavim. It's explicit in parash t'tzavim, in the context of the Michnasayim, that if you're not wearing them, then you're chayiv misa. Why do we have two limudim to teach me? If you're not wearing begadim, you're chayiv misa. One by the Michnasayim, and one of what appears to be a more general limud about all the other bitikhuna. Why would that be the case? So the Ri Mi Orleans gives one answer. I imagine many of us already can intuit the other answer. The Ri Mi Orleans writes, and there's a lot of lumdis in Ri Mi Orleans, there's Fas Emes there in Zvachim, that is very important. But he writes, V'tirish da'av gav de'kul begad m'ksivi hasam, mikol makom misa mechassayim da'av ksivi hamash le'parash de'kra. We couldn't have learned from Michnasayim. He writes that we would have been unable to learn from Michnasayim. That's a pasuk dekra. V'kra v'chagar to d'chsev parshas shacharet darshin minad im begdem aleihem. So my itzirich l'shar begadim uminei lo hav yafina minichnasayim the Michnasayim lo ksivi hasam. For the Ri Mi Orleans, it's a bit of a technical point. Like we saw before, we needed to have two different psukim because one limud is dafka about Michnasayim. Why couldn't Michnasayim be learned in the context of the other ones? Because it's missing from the pasuk earlier. It's like a technical limit point. Because the pasuk earlier left it out, and that's one of the mekoros, but Michnasayim is not mentioned there. So we have to have another pasuk teaching me dafka Michnasayim, but that's really all for technical reasons in a certain sense. There weren't the psukim for Michnasayim. If you look in some of the achronim, you find the pshat that many of us probably would have said. I have it on the sheet here from the Kedushi Mara, Ornabar Saratskin, there in Maseches Yuma. He has this pshat in his pshat, in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hey. If you look, I believe, in the Meshech Chachma, I believe you find a similar idea, which is the following. Why did there have to be a special limit for Michnasayim? L'chor, it's because it serves a different function, is on a lower level. Even if I knew that all begadim, I have a lima that all begadim, bismancha begdeim alei and kunas maleim, that when it comes to all begadim, they require bidei kahuna. And without bidei kahuna, if you perform the avodah without bidei kahuna, you're chayav misa. I would have thought, well, maybe not michnasayim. Why would I have thought, well, maybe not michnasayim? Because michnasayim are on a lower level. They're not osle lechavo vilasif aras. They aren't as critical. And therefore, I could have thought that without michnasayim, that if I'm not michnasayim, I'm not chayav misa necessarily, because michnasayim is somewhat on a lower level. Parentheses for those that are going to look over what you would say. Why not only say michnasayim? Because I have it only by michnasayim. I'll learn kavachomer at other places. So look over the pshat is, I would think, it's not always a question of lower, but you could have argued that because it is so basic on a level of tznius and the like, that if I'm missing the michnasayim, that would be a problem. Maybe I could have thought to worsen the other things. Go perform avoda. It may be that I'm missing a certain kind of kavod, but it may be a much greater bizayon. Not having michnasayim, so I don't have the kavod element in Echanami, but it may be much more of a bizayon klape kutshabrichu to be going in there without michnasayim. That's why I require both limudim. But either way, the need for both limudim may point to the fact that it is somewhat unique. So what we've seen so far, basics of the michnasayim, a little bit more like shorts. There, we then saw a question about the michnasayim. It's left out of that pasuk. Why? Because it's regular, or really, it's a little bit different, unique. One context where it comes up, the Rima leads this question: why is there a need for two limudim? That if you are not wearing bidei kahuna, you're chayav misa. One by michnasayim, one by everywhere else. Rima leans for technical reasons having to do with the limudim, for some of the achronim, because of michnasayim really on a lower level. I'm going to mention one more just quick point. This is a lambda shahara in brackets. In the Rimir Alin, you have a kash of what the Kamash Malan is. We needed to have a second pasuk because Mechnasayim was not included in the original pasuk. The shayla that you have to ask, this is some of the achronim there in Zvachim, ask this question. The chiddush of mentioning it by Mechnasayim also, is that Mechnasayim really is different? And that's why I had its own pasuk, or the second pasuk is there to be megala to teach me that really it's the same as all the other begadim. Really, it should have all the same dinim. It has all the same kind of mechusar begadim. Closed brackets. The next context where it comes up is a sugya in Yuma. If that part was not clear, there's a good chance that was on me. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chafei teaches us has a very important discussion. The Gemara in Yuma says, so what's the order? What's the order of the way in which you get dressed if you are a kohen? So Gemara says in Yuma, Minayin shlo yehi davar kodem lemichnasayim, tamalom michseibad yuah besaro. The first thing you have to put on is the michnasayim. That is the first garment they're going to put on. Okay. Many of us may say that's obvious, but it didn't have to be that case. You could have put your, like, just thinking for a second, you put your undershirt on before your undergarment. There's a lot of things, didn't have to be that way. The Gemara has a lima that's the case. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Yud, when he lists the Big Day Kahuna, he writes, Ketat Seder Levishas HaBegadim, Lo Vesem Mechlasayim Tchila, V'chogar Mechlasayim Mechlasayim Lemala Mitibur Me'amasna, V'archak Lo Ves HaKtonas, V'archakogar Esa'avnei, V'chule V'chule. The Rambam, when he lists this halacha, he said the order, it's not just Michnasayim comes first, but there's actually an order for all of these begadim. There's a certain order of how I put them on, the first one I put on, and the second I put on, and the third I put on, and the fourth I put on. There's a certain specific order. The Minchas Chinuch writes, he points out, well, it's strange that the Rambam has an order for all of them, because the Gemara only taught us that Michnasayim has to come on first. The Rambam never taught us that they all have to be put on. Never taught us that they all have to be put on in a specific order. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that the Rambam in Echanami agrees, all I really need is Michnasayim first. What's the rest of it? The Rambam is essentially teaching us al Seder Hakra, the order of how things are mentioned in the Pesukim. The Rambam on his own is teaching us the order which he thinks is ideal. but it's not really that necessary. The only thing which is really necessary, even for the Rambam, is having specifically the Michnasayim on first. The Brisker Rav in his Kuntres on Maseches Yuma, though, argues, and he thinks for the Rambam, it sounds like, I'm sorry I don't have it here on me, he thinks, and I'm going to just click it over today, I apologize also, but he thinks the order is really, at least how I recall it, that the order really is Ma'akev. You really do have to have for the Rambam a very specific order. It's not just Michnasayim first. It's Michnasayim, and then the rest, there's a very specific order about all of them. The Mitzvahs HaMelech in source number 22 has a nice suggestion about this. Essentially, we have a machlokas within the Rambam as to whether or not there is a specific order. The Pashat Pshat of the Rambam. Pashat Pshat of the Rambam. There is a specific order for all of the Begadim, not only Michnasayim. The Michaschinux Pshat, which is L'chora, the simple Pshat in the Gemara, and the one that most of I would have thought would assume, only Michnasayim come first. No order for anything else. What's Pshat in this Machlokas? So the Mitzvah HaMelech has an interesting Pshat. He says as follows. He thinks, if I hold, he doesn't say this all out, I'll build off a little bit. If I hold there's a Seder for all of them, I'm treating the Michnasayim in not at all a different way from any of the others. I may want to ask why it's first, but at least I get a certain kind of indication, at least it is possible, if it's on that list with all of them, that it's on the same list. It's part of, one is important, and two is important, it's not Mukhrach, but it's possible, same as everything else. If I hold that the Gemara is only teaching me Michnasayim comes first, so what's the Pshat? So he suggests, in light of what we saw based in the Rashbam, he's quoting more, I believe, from Meshech Chachma, and that's the following. If you hold the Michnasayim are not Asli L'chava V'lisif Aras, if you hold the Michnasayim are only done in order to ensure to a certain kind of tznius, it's on a lower level just to ensure a certain kind of tznius, then obviously, he says, it's Dafka the Michnasayim that has to be first, and it's the only one that has to be first. Why? I can't put on anything before the Michnasayim. The Michnasayim is there. Tiyasodin Michnasayim, hu lachzos basar erva. It's just to make it somewhat sanua. And I can't put on, what's the limit of Michnasayim coming first? Not part of a larger cycle how I put everything on, but teaching me. Michnasayim are only there, lachzos basar erva. They're only there to cover up the erva. They're only there as a kind of tznias. Because it's there as a kind of tznias, I can't put on big day kavod before I've taken care of the basic tznias. That makes it impossible to have something like that. So says the Mitzvah HaMelech, that's pshat in the Michaschinux pshat for the Rambam and the Chor the pshat for most Rishonim. That it's just Michnasayim, and the pshat in the Limud is not part of a larger eight begadim, but rather Dafka Michnasayim because it's lower in a certain sense, or I would say even maybe different, or a Chaim would say lower, we would say maybe different, it has to come first. Cover the Basar Erva, and now you can put on, what would happen after that? Whatever order you want, not so important, but the Kavod, there's no reason why one should have to come before the other. When it comes to covering up the Erva, obviously that's coming before in any Kavod. We saw tonight the following. We saw a discussion about the Michnasayim, a little bit about how they're built. We raised an important question, an Torah question, one that relates also to why there are two Mikoros to Mechusar Begadim, and we saw one about the order of the Michnasayim. All important questions. What is the status of the Michnasayim? Is it really the same or different? There are more discussions to have about Michnasayim, but Ad Kan for tonight.